Once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today kicks off a series covering the issue of global bullying. Visiting with us today is Gabriella Van Ray, who is the author of With All My Might and the founder of We Open Doors. She is fueled by a desire to eradicate hatred and bullying in all of its forms. Gabriella, pleasure to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. Gabriella, you have an amazing life story. You were born in Pakistan but adopted by a Dutch family. While international adoptions are almost routine now, in the 1960s, this was very unusual. What was it like being a multicultural before that was even really a term?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think I even knew that there was a term. I just knew that I didn't feel that I fitted in. And that adaptation had become like a middle name because I had to really adapt quite quickly to the situation, to the language, to the new country, the food, and the children.
You've recently written a book that offers your insight into a wide variety of cultural issues titled With All My Might. What is it that Gabriella Van Ray does with all her might?
passionate about life, about people. If there's anything I've learned and that I try to convey in the book is that it's okay to go through all these emotions of not belonging and of being bullied or having racism occur in your life. And unfortunately, all these experiences make us richer in the end. It makes you stronger and it makes you actually want to stand up. And everything that's happening today in society, you see that it's an epidemic that keeps going.
Many times we find that as we attempt to be ourselves, it does bring condemnation. Emerson is quoting by saying, "For nonconformity, the world whips you with its displeasure." You talk at length about bullying in your book. What often associates bullying with kids, but you talk about how it continues in various forms throughout life. What are some other examples or some examples of bullying, and what other mask does it wear?
Well, I think bullying is a lot of forms. First of all, when I grew up, there wasn't a word for it. So we just called it like meanness, you know? It's we all have a mean streak in us. So I'm not saying that we're all saints. But the meanness goes to a certain level that it isn't funny anymore, because when it's a daily reoccurrence, it's totally harassment. But what I think for me that I'm such an advocate about it is, why do we do it? We attack the uniqueness of a person. I was attacked by my uniqueness, my color, my standing out of the crowd. And so you attack it because actually they don't feel sure about you. And it took me basically 45 years to get to this point. And so I love to actually help children to make them see that they are really special. I know that sounds strange to them, but it's what makes them stand out, that the bully person actually is not sure about and wants to know more or actually is afraid of. There are many reasons for bullying. But I think if it isn't dealt with when you're young, then it definitely continues in the workforce. And what I've also heard people tell me when I speak to them is that they were once bullied as children, and then they sometimes, because they're so fearful as adults, just kind of come out and are very resentful and, with other words, create a distance between other people, and they end up being the bullier when they're adults.
Very interesting. Today we are with Gabriella Van Ray, who is the author of With All My Might and the founder of We Open Doors here on eHealth Radio, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How do we as a society take steps to eradicate such things?
I think what we're doing already is a fantastic step. The first step is that everyone starts talking about it. But I think what is really necessary to address, and I don't believe we do this enough, is to look at both sides. We are very, very concerned with the victim, and so am I, because of all the suicides. But I would love to talk more about the person that does the bullying. I give you an example. When you see all these little videos appear on YouTube, right, where one child hits the other child, when I see that, it's really sad. But what is even sadder, Eric, is when you see the bully in the movie afterwards, the comments are so, wow, we're attacking the bully instead of finding out what is wrong with this child and helping him or her too. Because we need to help both sides. We need to help the victim, but we need to help the bully. And I feel we're not addressing that enough.
I definitely would agree with that. Besides merely writing about topics such as bullying, what are you and your team undertaking at this moment?
Oh, life is fun. What we're undertaking, believe it or not, it kind of fits in what we were just discussing, is with all my might and because I speak to all these schools, I'm turning the book into a children's book. So we are rewriting it with a little bit of a different vocabulary and with more analogies in the book and shorter. Instead of 215 pages, we're going to downsize it to 100 pages with actual examples all around the world with the suicides and other things that are happening. Because we really believe that, first of all, that the book the way it is not appropriate for 15-year-olds and under. And because the demand is actually pretty big. When I talk in schools, the children actually ask, can we read your book? And like I said, I don't feel it's appropriate right now for that age group. So that's one of the things that we're doing.
You talk a great deal about your self-identity and accepting who you are in the book. In a sentence, tell us, who is Gabriella Van Ray?
Thank you. Well, like I said, I'm passionate, but one of the things is I talk about a fingerprint. I don't know if you ever heard. We all get confused, Eric, about what our culture is, what is inherent, and what is learned. Now, as an adopted child, I had to deal with this a little bit more deeply than most children end up thinking about it. But I think that when we grow up, we're born with a fingerprint, with a unique DNA marker. And out of that, we are born within a family with a culture and values and beliefs and a language. And then environment sets in. For example, you could be born in rural America but grow up in, let's not choose something too far, in South America. So the environment will change, but you still have the culture that your parents are giving you, right? And then comes what I call confusion, because you're trying to find your own identity when growing up. You don't want to be what your parents are. You want to be unique and yourself. So the identity sets in. And I think we often believe that our identity is our culture, and I'm trying to actually show people that that's not necessarily true. And the individuality, you can have one identity. For example, I am Pakistani of origin, that's an identity that I can relate to, but my individuality is that I've become a sort of person of all countries because of all my travels. I feel I fit in everywhere. So my individuality says, okay, Gabriella Van Ray is adaptable to the rest of the world because I lived in so many places. Do you see how I try to explain how we have to go through all these parts to actually find who you are and then be proud of your individuality?
Yes, it does make a lot of sense. With all my might, it's been out a few months or so. How can individuals that are interested pick up your book or purchase it?
Well, the easiest way for everyone is to just go to Amazon.com and type in With All My Might, or type in my name, Gabriella and Van Ray, and you will see the printed version and the ebook version, both in English and in Spanish.
Gabriella, for those interested, how can they contact you or follow you and see what you're doing and also schedule you for their organization or an event?
Okay, if you go to withallmymight.com, you will find out a lot more about the book, and you will also be able to download a free chapter. And if you go to weopendoors.ca, you can click on book, and any organization or school could book me for a speaking event to children or adults.
We've been talking with Gabriella Van Ray, who is the author of With All My Might and the founder of We Open Doors. She is certainly fueled by a desire to eradicate hatred and bullying in all its forms. The website of reference is withallmymight.com. You can also pick up her book and get more information on her book at withallmymight.com. Gabriella, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network. We certainly thank you for tuning in to this Relationship Advice channel, and until next time, enjoy.